The Latin Lover, a pocket dictionary of the language of the Catholic Church, compiled by the Pope's own Latinist, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster.
Father, everyone's been ringing about a new dictionary, a Latin dictionary that translates modern concepts into ancient language.
I understand what they're talking about.
15,000 words.
This was in the newspapers. The fact is, it's not new. It's 10 years old. They had two volumes. All the Vatican Tipografia did was paste the two volumes together. Nothing has been changed. What they're working on is a second edition.
Okay, so,
of the whole thing, which is going to be in about 5 years from now.
Well, you know, I mean, they pick up on words like doping, FBI.
I know the whole story. I know that. I saw artillery barrage, canonimamento in Italian. Well, Eger says, crebri tormentorum usus, a frequent use of military machines. But we could all do that, just about. Yeah. I mean, it's all right. I haven't used the thing in once, maybe in about 5 years.
So how do you say things?
I mean, I could say the same stuff. I mean, if you know Latin, you could do the same thing that Eger did. I'm not trying to depreciate it, or you see. And the fact is, what a lot of people don't like is his descriptions of things. Because the Romans didn't have words for these things.
So how do you translate FBI?
Well, Federal Bureau of Investigation. It's a Officium Federale or Federatum Investigationis.
Doping.
One way.
And doping?
I heard about the doping business. Well, Eger says the use of drugs in sports, if that's what you mean, I understand, by doping. Medicamentorum usus in
agonistic.
Yeah, agonisticus. Well, I would leave out the agonisticus, which is Greek. And I would say maybe usus in luso. Mm. Huh?
Yeah, it's Greek, agonisticus.
Certainly, and that's why they call Piazza Navona Piazza Agonale, Agonale, because they had games there.
But in this dictionary, it seems to me that the modern concepts are translated into a lot of words, like, for example, video telephone becomes...
Yeah, I mentioned on the phone recently. The difficulty is not with the things. The difficulty is with the concepts. Got the idea? The ideas that you see in the paper today. Got the idea?
Mm-hmm.
Like we're going to... Let's say this. We're going to program a peace map for Israel. That's going to be hard to say. Got the idea. Okay, program instituemus, and I said, you can do it.
What would it be? Tabella?
Well, tabellum, I said on the phone yesterday or something, ad pacem viarum, of the roads to peace. Which is much more beautiful than English, by the way.
And you apparently said that even a Boy Scout knows that.
A Boy Scout.
Who said that yesterday?
Where?
This is what the wire says.
The wires? How did I get on the wires? Well, I'll tell you another thing. The Pope says this so often in his encyclicals, you know. We're heading toward this objective or this horizon of Christianization of the world. To say that in Latin is going to take a while.
It's the concept.
The concept. You know, we're heading
towards
this.
Horizon. Heading towards a horizon.
Because
the
Romans had orbis definiens, which is where the sun goes down. But when we say this horizon, you know, it's a different idea. So I have to think of something else.
The lost horizon. How would you say that? The lost horizon.
I would say maybe terminus amissus. Terminus amissus or perditus or something like that. But we're heading toward this horizon of the evangelization of the world. That is going to take thinking. Even the word, even if someone asked me on the phone, how do you say globalization? Well, of course, there's no such thing in Latin, and either I use two or three words, or I don't want, it's very hard.
Well, as I say, not... You would use the word world, no?
Well, I would say, you know, like, you know...
Well, together.
All things put into one ball or something like this.
How would you say all things put into one ball? Literally.
Omnia unum in globum compacta, which is very clear. All things having been squeezed into one sphere. Mm-hmm. Because if you ask some children what globalization means, they would say, I don't know what you're talking about. Uh-huh. So Latin is much more concrete and clearer.
How useful do you think a book like this is, a dictionary like this is?
I don't know. I mean, for people who might want to use modern Latin and don't know how to begin with it.
But it's still a dead language, isn't it?
For Latin, huh?
It's still a dead language, isn't
no,
it?
No, it's not dead. I almost killed someone the other day. Someone went to, I think they went to the Secretariat of the Greg. Ah, and they said your diplomas or something are in all these different languages, but they're not in Latin. And some stupid nun said, well, Latin's a dead language. Why do we want a diploma in Latin? Had I been there, she would have been choked alive. It's hardly dead. It's dead for people who don't know it.
There's no risk of this becoming a bestseller, is there?
Well...
But how do you say bestseller, anyway?
Well, we said, Liber... Eger says, Liber maxime venditus, having been sold mostly. I said on the phone, without looking at Eger, Liber venditissimus, a very sold book. You know, boo. Well, I don't think it's going to become a bestseller, my Lord deliver us. I mean, who's going to be looking into this kind of stuff?
You've been listening to Latinist Professor Reginald Foster in a program presented and produced by Veronica Scaresbrick.